Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 7 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, the hot stories, and the people that have been discussed on most of the issue-oriented news talk radio stations around the country, as prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm here along with my colleagues, Jennifer Horn, who is a sort of a part-timer here on the Good Day program, along with Jay Kirshner. The ideas here that are presented are ours individually, not collectively. We all have our own ways of looking at these issues and talking about them, and thus the stimulation. You know, the old slogan when talk radio programs are more stimulating talk radio. Well, sometimes there are things that get stimulating. Maybe we'll talk about what each of us thinks are the most stimulating stories here this week. At number 10 on the story list, the new book by Prince Harry. This is more attention being called to stuff that maybe doesn't need to be discussed again and again and again. But anyway.
Is it strange? Because I used to love, like, just kind of loosely following the royals, but I'm tired of them. Is that, I mean, is anybody else feeling like that?
Yeah,
like,
I think they're wearing out their welcome. Yeah.
It's really been, like, in your face and everything. However, I know he did hold back some stories for the book, in particular about the Princess Diana, her car accident, how at first he thought that she faked her own death so that she could escape everything.
Mm. And I maintain that it was a cover-up, the royal family, all of the things that happened at the time, where the conspiracy theorists were saying, oh, look at this, the royal family want to get rid of her because she was getting more attention than the queen. So I'm not saying the queen or anybody in the royal family did this, but the so-called firm is pretty devious. There's some really pretty bad people trying to protect, supposedly, the monarchy. And I think they're every bit capable of pulling off a stunt like this. And then compounded with the news media, instead of they go and they see Diana dying in the back seat of the car, they don't do anything about it. And then the people in England, as they reacted to finding that out, became very angry at the news media, as well they should have, frankly.
I remember for a long time people thought it was the Queen. Remember, that was behind it after it happened?
Right.
They thought that she had set it up somehow. Now, I don't believe that that is the case, but that's what people, I mean, people were very upset that they didn't do more because Diana was
right.
Beloved.
Well, the understanding of what that week brought to the Queen, and if you believe the stories about her husband and how he really didn't care for Diana, and he kept saying, and I thought that he might have been in this a little bit because he was jealous that that Diana was getting more attention than his wife, the Queen. And then the Queen kind of booted it by not responding for, what, 4 or 5 days until they went down there the day before the funeral? That didn't make them look good either. All right, number 9, COVID, new variant, more of the same old thing. If you want to get a shot, get a shot. Take some immune-enhancing supplements, eat the right stuff, get enough rest, and let's move on to the next thing, which is number 8. The war in Russia, Ukraine. I think that there are bubbles that are beginning to pop with support here. A lot of people have a lot of questions, ladies, about where the money is going. What is it, another $39 billion supposedly going to help? And what are they doing with the money? What are they buying? And then there are those theorists like me who continue to think this is just a play by military-industrial complex. They're the only ones winning here. The fact that, I think I said this, Jennifer, I don't know whether you were with me, when Jay, remember last week when we were talking about this, I put into play my theory of how all the money from the United States goes to buy things that are made in China. The Chinese start this. They have helped the Russians, so they take our money, because basically the Chinese have made it on our money. So they take the money they get from all the businesses and stuff that we have paid into the Chinese existence the last 40 years. They use that to help the Russians to buy weapons to go after the Ukrainians. And we are using money that we borrow from the Chinese to give to the Ukrainians so that they can fight the Russians, who are being supported by the Chinese.
Kind of a gross circle, huh?
Yeah, it really is kind of gross. Yeah,
I guess so. There's so many more involved. Yeah,
the only people that lose, the United States and much of Western Europe, loses because of this conflict. But guess who's pretty happy? Iran, Russia, even though they're losing people. I don't know if that's Vladimir Putin's top concern. And China is super happy watching all of this, because it weakens everything when this kind of stuff happens. And you know, the one thing to remember about Ukraine, I've said it before, I want Zelensky to stand up to Vladimir Putin. I think that Putin is a crazed guy who'd like to rebuild the USSR.
That being said,
Ukraine is a very corrupt country, and we don't know that Zelensky isn't part of that corruption. And so when you're handing money blindly over to him, you better get an accounting. I mean, I love how people in Washington, and this is Democrats and Republicans, think that they can spend our money without ever telling us where it goes. And that's what they do. We don't
trust
get an accounting.
Us.
Yeah, we're stakeholders in a country in that we don't ever get a stakeholders report from these people. It just, you're giving us your trust. Well, I want to see what Ukraine's buying. Are they actually buying military equipment, or is it going somewhere else? I want to see what all that money goes to.
Yep, me too. Okay, number seven, border security. Biden is going to make his first trip to the Mexican border, at least first trip as president, that going on this weekend. So what's that going to get us? So he goes down there, he goes to El Paso to, quote, assess border enforcement operations, to meet with local officials, and to talk about the wall. Okay, that's
right. And what took so long?
Yeah, politics. The fact that the people who are actually running, he's a puppet. So people that are running him and running the government are so lunatically from the left, they think everybody who is down there should come in here, give them a chance. We have a lot of money, so let them come in and yada, yada. It just disrupts
everything. Well, and by making the border a priority, they would have had to say that Trump, who they hate, was actually doing something right.
Yep.
So that becomes a problem when you hate the other guys so much that you can't say, well, we didn't like him for these reasons, but hey, here he was doing okay. They would never do that. So they would not, they just pretended, they gaslit the country saying that there's no problem, the border's secure. Well, how would you know? You haven't even seen it.
Yep.
So I think he's kind of taking a shame trip, and he's going to Mexico City anyway and just stopping by the border. Yes, it's about time. But also, what are you going to do? Because now that you've seen it, are you going to do something different? And he seems to be indicating he's going to go back to some Trump-era policies, but something permanent needs to be done at the border, because in December, I think it was almost 800,000 people coming in December.
What are we doing with these people? Yeah, where are they going?
How many people are left anywhere else to come in? I mean, I don't mean that in jest, but like, is anybody left to come in through the border? Because it seems like everybody's here.
Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela, Mexicans themselves, they're all floating over the border. And I guess when I look at the Haitians, I get that kind of, because of what's going on or isn't in their country. It's like there's no place to live. The whole thing is, so I can imagine them trying to find some way to survive. But there also is so much corruption there with the coyotes bringing people. How many movies have there been in the past couple of years about the coyotes or how people are getting across the border? It's really pretty sick, frankly, when you get right down to it. I noticed as a sidebar story that El Chapo's son was arrested among a lot of other violent protesters and the violence going on. They're trying to, I guess there was a raid that was carried out this week, one of the Mexican airlines had a plane that was hit by gunfire. It was all kinds of stuff.
Carjackings. There was a lot of violence happening.
And this is what happens in part. This is related to the border problems the specific things that we're talking about, all of this stuff is all related. And we are, you know, there have been times, and I think most of them, if I recall, were when Trump was president. And the fact that we, when nobody was looking, we'd go down there and get some of these bad guys. Mm-hmm. You know, we weren't supposed to, I suppose, but we did. There's also something floating around this week, ladies, about the, there was, you know, we had the government building a wall when Trump was president, and then there was a private concern that was building a wall. And I don't remember where it was, but I know I saw pictures of it falling down this week. Do you remember where it was? Where was that part of the wall that was done by private concerns? Was that the Texas border? I think it was.
Arizona was where the governor was building up storage containers, yeah, on the wall.
Yeah, well, anyway, parts of it are falling down like Humpty Dumpty on the wall. Okay, let's see. Number six this week. Good God. This Idaho murder thing, it keeps unfolding.
This Brian story about this guy is crazy.
Yeah.
And now they're showing that the cell phone was pinged a couple times a day, even at night, for months. He had apparently been stalking his victims.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like 12
times.
But I think what's most strange that has come out is that turns out there were the two surviving roommates, and apparently one of them saw him in the house and just went back into her room. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but I guess...
Oh, I was reading this, in the police report, because originally we were told the two surviving roommates survived because their doors were shut and locked. And in the affidavit, one of the roommates is saying how she heard something, opened her door, saw somebody dressed in black with a mask, and started coming towards her, and so she shut the door and locked it again.
Why? I mean...
So she saved herself.
I guess we need to know why the police weren't called at that point and not until the next day. Was it such a party house that maybe she thought she was seeing things? Like, I mean, if someone's in a ski mask in a home that I live in, that shouldn't be normal, right?
You know what the real reason for that is, Jennifer?
What?
The whole business, the dissing of police, and especially younger people who don't trust the police, they don't even think anymore of calling the police.
I don't know. How bizarre is that? If someone's walking through your house, wow.
Right. Okay, we're going through the top 10 items. We'll get into the people world as well, plus comments from you on our social media coming up here on Good Day's overview of the hot hits and News Talk Radio this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened to cross Prevagen and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time to welcome back Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, toploss.com.
Now, everybody's body's different, so everybody, you know, I can't say that over the years it's worked for everybody. Not everything works for everybody. That's why there are so many products out there. But I can tell you that this product has been proven not only safe, but effective for 25 years. I don't know how many other weight loss products out there can say that, but Calitrin can because it's really good for you.
All right, so what's the deal at the moment?
We've got our countdown to Christmas sale up right now. I think that there will be a few different Christmas variation sales coming in the next few weeks. So if you like this one, be sure you jump on it. But this one is the one where when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you get 90 days absolutely free. So that's buy 3 months, get 3 months free. It's like 50% off when you think of it that way. So it's buy three, get three free.
Check it all out. Again, toploss.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 half the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of our focus on these big stories, the Talkers Magazine charts for the week, which you can see every week. They're posted at gooddayshow.com and also at talkers.com. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Doug Steffen. So we have a lot of comments this week, Jay, on social media about various things. Early in the week, Jennifer, I don't know if you talked about this on your morning program with KRLA or not. There was a broadcaster, and I think it was in Carolina, who talked. He got suspended from being on the air. He's now going back. But did you talk about him? Because he was talking, he said something about the illegal aliens in El Paso.
It's funny. I heard the story on the program with you and Jay, and I was stunned. It's amazing to me just how much freedom of speech is now speech that we think
is okay, right?
Yeah, it's like right. It's totally gone. There are so many things that people say that I think are despicable and horrible, but you know what? If we're all on the American team, we stand by those people to say things that are not the most popular, because it's where we live. People can say that. It's crazy.
All right, so Jay, what are these? What do you have for comments from that particular story this week?
Yeah, with Gary Hahn, who was doing the Duke's Mayo Bowl, and
Gary Hahn,
and the Sun Bowl, and Jeff Talton points out that likely the boss or owner or somebody was already looking for something to suspend this person. Seems like there's more to the story. Norma Ramos says, true or not, he's a professional and shouldn't use his platform to spew his prejudiced views. He should have been fired.
What? Really? Okay.
John Jonesy says, what was the broadcaster supposed to call them? River Border Jaywalkers?
Well, he might have been better if he had thought about it, not saying anything, because in this world, like it or not, you can't say. I edit myself all the time. Jennifer will tell you when she and I first got started, I didn't edit myself at all.
Yeah,
ever.
Because some of the stuff will come back to hit you. Some of the stuff that was so, like, it didn't seem like that big of a deal would then somehow tweak someone. I mean,
all you have to do is tweak somebody.
One loud person. And when you do that, your whole career can go away.
Or the wrong person who happens to be the head that turns with the advertisers who doesn't like what it says.
It's just,
regardless, it's like, okay, the suspension may be a little much, but also the professional thing would have been to just not have said, have made the comment at all.
Right.
Jen Rose said he spoke the truth. He should be in reinstated immediately with an apology from the people whom suspended him. Jesse Kasson says, I'm all for border control and against cancel culture. With that said, his comments were not appropriate in that specific context, so the suspension itself was warranted. Stephen Jay points out, unfortunately... What?
I said he didn't get fired. Some companies would have fired him, frankly. Mm. Anyway, go ahead.
And Stephen Jay says, unfortunately to me, the few people that will be offended by this is the audience, who are the active ones boycotting, protest, outrage, and thus affect advertising and profits. The rest who agree or even do not notice that he even said anything in the description would just stay silent, do nothing. From a business standpoint, the logical, warranted action is suspension.
Well, that's today. But 10 years ago, 20 years ago, would he have been suspended? No. Is this a political broadcast? No. It's a sports event. He's a sports broadcaster in that circumstance. There are a lot of people around the country who do call these games, who are doing a Monday through Friday talk program or a music program or something else, or maybe newscasters, and they also happen to be qualified sports announcers. And that, I think, is the case with him. And so I know enough about him to know that he does do a local program. And so in this case, was it necessary? No, probably not. Would I have said it? Maybe. Would I have been suspended? No, because I'm the boss. 28 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The man accused of killing 4 University of Idaho students applied for an internship with the police department in Pullman, Washington.
Brian Koberger submitted his application to the department at some point during the fall. That's according to a newly released probable cause affidavit. He applied during the fall semester when he took his first semester classes at Washington State University after graduating from DeSales University in Pennsylvania. Koberger also worked as a teaching assistant at Washington State and lived in Pullman, which is just miles away from the crime scene in Moscow, Idaho. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The chair of the Senate Commerce Committee says the panel intends to hold hearings after Southwest Airlines canceled nearly 16,000 flights last week. Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell said on Wednesday that her committee will hold hearings, quote, to examine how to strengthen consumer protections and airline operations. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
With
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 at the hour. You're listening to the weekly overview of the topicality of News Talk Radio, the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, reviewing the hot hits and our particular swing and sway on them. At number five this week, the Damar Hamlin thing. What a weird reality, right?
So scary, and such good news that he's okay. The fact that he collapses on the field, and if people don't know who this is, it's safety for the Buffalo Bills, and he's playing Monday Night Football, takes what looks like a pretty routine hit, and stands up, and then collapses on the field, mm-hmm. and they had to give him, like, almost 10 minutes of CPR.
Yep.
He somehow, they canceled the game, the NFL, really poor leadership.
How does that work? What happens to that game, and to where the teams stand in the playoffs?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the NFL just came out and said they're not going to resume the game, that it's been canceled. The NFL made the announcement this week.
Mm-hmm.
They had originally postponed it, and they said we're just not going back to it, so it's been canceled. But what's really funny, just as a meaningless side note, is that so many fantasy football leagues have been screwed up by this because they are looking for the points from that game and have not gotten them. But anyway, that's totally not the priority. The priority is DeMar Hamlin, who gets rushed over to the hospital. They don't know what's going on. Thankfully, he got good quality CPR for 9 minutes, and so he finally wakes up. They start to release the sedation because they wanted, I think, to cool him off a little bit to allow for neurological repair. And when he came out of it, he seems to be, as they say, neurologically intact, and even asked if they had won the game, which I think is just the sweetest thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's the fact that he has shown the improvement, I guess, is the takeaway from all of this. But I know, Jay, we had a number of comments on social media. By the way, you can get to us, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. So will you review some of the things that people have said, have shared with us on our social media about this incident?
Yes. Lynn Smith says it was horrible to see this happen. Made me feel sick to my stomach. Prayers for him and his mama. His mom was in the stadium. She was
stands.
In the stands when this happened. And when he got into the ambulance halted briefly in the tunnel so that she could make her way down and get in the ambulance and ride to the hospital with him.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Wallen chimes in. 50 years from now, they will all be playing flag football.
Good.
Ingrid Griffin chimes in, and this is so sad. I prayed for him. I know everybody in America loves football, but this sport is so dangerous. Continued prayers for the family.
Not everybody in America loves football. I don't. I despise the way that that people have succumbed to this kind of violence and think that it's fun to watch it. I think it's outrageous, frankly.
And Annette Bleach says that he experienced trauma to the chest in the exact right spot at the exact right moment during his heartbeat, which caused his heart to have an arrhythmia. It's dangerous. It happens in Little League Baseball all the time when a person gets hit in the chest.
Yeah. They imagine getting hit in the chest to put it in a different venue, as that lady is suggesting. Your pitcher is standing on the mound. You throw a 92 or 93 mile an hour curveball at a guy. He hits it back at you, and you can't get out of the way fast enough because it's traveling at over 100 miles an hour. As a matter of fact, I think if you hit the ball at 90, isn't it going 180 in the opposite direction? Whatever it is, it hurts. Ouch.
Yeah, and how many times have we seen a pitcher get hit, not necessarily in the chest, but somewhere.
By the head.
And typically, yeah. They are still in that throwing motion. They haven't stood fully
back. Right.
That's
exactly.
How fast all of this happens.
Yep.
That's what they were saying, that most of the time, because this is commotio cordis that happened to this guy where he gets hit and then your heart gets out of rhythm. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are a lot of people who are wondering, you know, was it the vaccine? What did he have swelling? All this stuff. We just don't know. But what we do know is that this is really common in young kids, specifically people under the age of 18 in car accidents. A lot of times, this is what kills young people in car accidents. And also, in the sports world, we always think about soccer and football and hockey and some of the more destructive sports, but this one in baseball is actually the most common place where this happens, because that ball comes so fast and smacks you in the chest and it causes a big problem.
There are those like Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's associated with the Good Day program and does an hour every weekend on issues that are sort of natural, the natural medical world. He thinks that he had the cardiac arrest because he had the shots. That team was required. All the members of the team had to have shots.
All the and NFL. The NFL had a mandate.
Yeah. Right. So is it that whatever is in, you know, everybody's body is different. This is one shot, it's all the same formula, but everybody's chemistry is different, thus DNA, everybody is different. So
you even look at how COVID hit everybody so differently.
Yeah, right.
And one thing that
COVID
we do know.
Vaccine, but also to think about Buffalo for a moment, in the year 2022, they had a grocery store shooting. They had the blizzard of, they were calling a blizzard of a generation that killed how many people? Then for a beloved Buffalo Bills player to collapse on the field, everybody, even Cincinnati Bengals, everybody in that stadium, they are going to carry that moment with them for the rest of their lives. It was traumatic for anybody to witness.
Time to move out of Buffalo.
Yeah,
go south. What did you start to say, Jennifer?
Well, just about the vaccine, because I know a lot of people have been taking heat for even bringing it up, and some people say, well, it's all we should be talking about. We do know that young men in their 20s have already a higher
rate of
just
these.
That weird sudden death thing, right? Without
the
vaccine at all as part of the conversation, there's a risk of sudden death for men in their 20s. That's just, we know. We also know that the vaccine can cause myocarditis, and it can cause inflammation. So whether or not this was going on in his body, I really resent the heck out of the fact that people want to just shove it under the rug. Because if we know now, and I don't care how pro-vaccine you were or you are or whatever, if we know that this is a risk, that inflammation and myocarditis can happen, shouldn't we be checking specifically young men more and giving them better screening so we can figure out if there's a problem? I mean, if you love the vaccine or you hate the vaccine, let's just get to work and make sure these people aren't, like, falling through the cracks.
Number four on the list this week is the economy and where it's going. Are we going to have a recession? Are we in a recession? Which is preferable? The Fed says they'd rather see a recession than to see inflation. I don't know who they're representing. They aren't representing me. I don't want to see either inflation or another depression. What happened to me in my business, anyway, to a lot of small business people during 2010, 2011, when the economy went right into the tank. It was a depression. It was not a recession. It doesn't show signs of it being that bad. As a matter of fact, if we can get away from the naysayers, there are a lot of people looking at the economy thinking the second half, the first half of the year may be a little questionable. excuse the frog in my throat. But as we go through the year, there are many tons of experts, economic experts, who say the economy will rebound and the interest rates will go way down. Yeah, I'm trying to refinance a piece of property. The damn interest rate is 10% from the bank. Never mind from the guys who have hard money.
Crazy.
Yeah. Where it was 6%.
Still makes you wonder how anybody can buy anything right now.
Well, housing demands, unless there's specific markets, the buying and selling of real estate. If you talk to anybody in the real estate business, there's a company called Compass that's in the Northeast that went public last year and they had lots of cash. They're laying people off because they don't have enough business. That's part of, you know, our economy is thriving when new homes are being built and sold. That's what drives the economy. The way real estate is changing hands, that's a great indicator of how the economy is or isn't.
Yeah.
All right. So this guy, George Santos, man, this many people are outraged because he even got seated. And so here he is, this lying SOB. The more people look into it. And at first I thought it was the New York Times doing its thing. Get that dirty Republican.
Kind of terrible.
he is terrible.
Yeah.
He's awful.
That's one thing that everybody can come together on.
The fact that he's a no good, he shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
So what do you do about getting him out? His impeachment, does it apply to people in the House? I guess it does, doesn't it? You can impeach.
I think you could probably, I would guess, and I think you'd have to look at the state, but you'd probably be able to, do a recall, I guess?
Yeah, maybe.
On a member of Congress? I don't know, can you impeach a member of Congress? I think it would have to probably be a recall situation.
So, we have people who wanted to be heard about the current state of American politics in social media. You want to share a couple of those thoughts with folks who are listening? This is pretty simple, straightforward stuff here, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in your own words, explain the current state of American politics. Donnie McLaughlin says troubled. Jenny Wheeler calls it horrible. Bob Confer tweeted, it's salesmanship instead of statesmanship. And
say that again. That's really interesting.
It's salesmanship instead of statesmanship.
Mm-hmm.
And it continues, and those power brokers aren't selling citizens a good product. Instead, they're selling them division, tribalism, hatred, and singularity of thought based on blind party allegiance. We need more critical thinkers and more who respect all.
Then it's extreme, all this party politics, and that points us in the direction of number one. Before we run out of time here, spend a few minutes on what's going on in the House, the deadlock. Well, how many votes have been? 11?
Yeah,
and
11
can't,
so far.
Mm-hmm. 11.
We do this, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of people who are uncomfortable with this because it's uncomfortable and it's embarrassing. But just remember what Parliament looks like in the UK, what these crazy parliamentary-style governments look like.
Never mind that. Go to Israel.
Yeah, Israel, Canada. I mean, they're all more chaotic than what you're seeing in the House. I actually like this for a couple of reasons. One, I think that the Speaker had way too much power under Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. They gave the Speaker a lot of power. So what this is doing is decentralizing that power away from the Speaker, which is good for all of us. It's good for the American people, no matter how you vote. So that's really good. The concessions that have been made by Kevin McCarthy because of these roadblocks for him, even though they're embarrassing, I think it's important. This is important stuff that's good for us. It brings more power back to the hands of the people and the local individuals that we have to elect us. Now, that being said, if this goes on for weeks and weeks, you're going to have people like me saying, okay, enough with this. We need to get to work because the Republicans promised investigations. They promised legislation. They promised stuff and they should get back to work. But for right now, sit back, relax. They're going to figure this out. And, you know, in the next couple of days, we'll probably have a speaker. It's just this, I think this process is ultimately going to be good for the country at the end of all of it, even though it feels uncomfortable right now.
You look at some of these people that were standing in line and the Boberts of the world trying the anti-McCarthy camp. He's not conservative enough. And the lunatics that they brought, that guy from Florida, was it Boebert who put his Kevin Hearn, I think. No, he's from Oklahoma. And then some of these other characters.
Brian Donalds, I think, is very amazing. I think this is great for him. Brian Donalds is new to the House of Representatives. And he's been nominated a few times against Kevin McCarthy. And I think he's going to be a rising star. This has not been bad for him.
Well, it's not bad, but it's not good in that we can't get anything done. There's nothing, no bills that are getting passed. The budget is a question mark. There's a lot of huzzurai here. But I would go back to what I think is number one this week, and that's the wholesale fabrication of this candidate, Santos. Man, what an outrage that is. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a story list published every week in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Also on the Good Day Show website, gooddayshow.com. At number 10, Prince Harry's book. Prince Harry and his book. Number 9, more on the new variant of COVID. Number 8, the war continuing between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Border security has become number 7 this week. The murders in Idaho and who was arrested is 6. The cardiac arrest of football player Damar Hamlin is 5. The economy, interest rates, that sort of thing, number 4. The George Santos case, yes, fine American, number 3. President Trump and former President Trump and all of his influences or lack thereof is 2. And the Speaker of the House, that turmoil, it still seems to be up in the air. That's it. Those are the stories from Talkers.com.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The people list from Talkers charts for the week of January 2nd to the 6th, first full week of the new year, and things are humming along. There are some people who are on this list that have been on it for a long time, and there's some new names. Prince Harry has been on and off it, got his new book, so he's at number 10. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin, as I call him, is number 9. Brian Kohberger is number 8. Damar Hamlin is 7 for pretty obvious reasons. Obvious also is the talk about George Santos. He's number 6. Jack Smith is 5. Joe Biden is 4. Imagine that, because he's been outdone by Matt Gaetz at 3, Donald Trump at 2, and as you might imagine, Kevin McCarthy, the wannabe House Speaker number 1 on that people list from Talkers Magazine. So keep up with all of this. Follow it on talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's the Talk Radio Review, the countdown, the overview of the hot stories, the hot hits in News Talk Radio, if you will. Each week we invite Stephen J.J. Wiseman to come in, the legal expert that we have on the program, all of my programs, as a matter of fact. He is a pro, and he also is a professor. He's a pro professor of law at Bentley University, has a great practice of his own, and the website that he's dedicated to informing you about the dangers of all of the scams. We have had some real Lollapaloozas this past year, and so you pay attention to that. Anytime you got a worry, check out. If you have a hunch, isn't that the way? That's kind of the rule, Steve, isn't it? If you've got a hunch, if your gut tells you this is too good to be true, or this doesn't really seem to be what you think it is or what they're presenting, just walk away.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the big things that the scammers do is they impress upon you with their knowledge of psychology. Freud would have envied. They get you to feel there's an emergency and something you need to act immediately, rather than just taking a moment to kind of look at it and go, no, as you say, it looks too good to be true, or wait a minute, something isn't quite right. If you take the time to check these things out, usually you can find that it is a scam. But they're pretty good at inducing people thinking there's an emergency to respond.
All right, on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine, you can find these stories, by the way, listed every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. The number 6 issue or the number six discussion is about this murderer in Idaho and how he was arrested. Do they have him left to rights with the DNA?
Yeah, you know, here again, I'm you and I are in the media, and we're both skeptical of the media.
Yeah.
So, the DNA is pretty good, and it does connect. And then there are reports that he was cleaning his car out with rubber gloves. It would appear that there are connections. I'm still trying to find out what they have as far as motive, and the fact that he was able to commit these murders, get into that house while other people were there and singled them out. But all of that being said, I think law enforcement was acting, you know, in a really prudent manner when they went after this guy. To me, one of the more interesting things is that they picked him up in Pennsylvania, and yeah, he waived extradition. So he's not fighting at every
chance. Does that mean he has a bad lawyer? What does that mean? What from the lawyer? Really? What does that mean?
You know, on the one hand, he may be trying to show I'm cooperating, and he's going to be looking to, which is often the case in something like this, you do an initial plea of not guilty, because if you don't, it takes away, all of your bargaining. But it would not surprise me, as we see in many of these cases, and even, you know, some of these mass shootings, where they do a plea bargain. And I'm not sure if out in Utah they have the death penalty that I know they used to. Remember, Gary Gilmore was one of the first,
yep,
when the death penalty was reinstated.
Yeah.
So he may be trying to make a deal to avoid a death penalty and plea bargain himself down. But
yep,
we'll see what happens.
Now, the business at hand here with regard to the House and the fact they don't have a speaker and how nothing's getting done legally, would you explain why they can't take votes and why they can't do what the people's business is requiring them to do or what they ought to be doing?
Yeah, the blame goes to about 20 members of the far right wing of the Republican Party. And I think it actually goes beyond the vote on the speakership, because what it does show is that a real unwillingness to work with even their party, let alone the other side. And I think, you know, eventually they'll come up with a speaker, but it doesn't bode well for what's going to go on in the House of Representatives for at least the next 2 years.
Yeah. And again, the people's business, and I thought the January 6th, even though it's not part of the top 10, the president giving these awards to the people who were somewhat heroes, I suppose, depends on what your definition is of a hero. That's something people are looking askance at as well. But January 6th, still legally and otherwise, hasn't gone away. And a lot of the trouble there, I think, is tied to what's going on and the tumultuous turmoil in the House. All right, Steve, thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here for the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.